news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Monday. 77 degrees as we get started here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Dalton Orwig and Leanna with you this morning as Sean Sullivan continues to take some much-needed time off. The big talker this week will be Congress as they hammer out another coronavirus relief stimulus package. And also, of course, masks. Here in Alabama, it was the first full weekend of the state mask ordinance. I don't know. I seem to see fewer people wearing masks in Mobile this weekend than I did the last two weekends. We'll talk about that and also schooling later with Baldwin County Schools heading back to school next month and Mobile County Schools going virtual for the first 9 weeks of their semester. Lots to get into this morning, plus the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo wrapped up yesterday. I'll go over some of the winners later in sports. But first, we check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, Mobile Police Department are clear. State troopers at County Road 16 at North Lane in Foley have got a tree that fell on a truck, but no other wrecks in the roadways. Look good across the Bayway and the Causeway for now. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort. It's been a good ride in so far this morning. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You can rent their carts for weddings and family gatherings or buy a new used car, too. Get all the details at CartDoctor.com. Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Go Anywhere Crosstrek, the luxurious Legacy, or audacious WRX, Kobe Subaru is the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Qualified buyers can put their first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
.608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig with Leanna this morning. Leanna?
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
It was hot again.
Yes, it was.
What is up with that? It's mid-July and hot now. Oh, okay. That's pretty standard, right? I was finally able to get out and do some yard work after a couple weeks where I said it's too hot to go out there, and then at some point you just have to say, I'm going outside.
You gotta do it.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I'm going to get out there early, and I'm going to get it done. So I know a lot of people were like me this weekend in that sense, but, you know, the state mask ordinance rolls on. Of course, Mobile, the city, has had masks in effect for, I don't want to say 2.5 weeks now, just about. The state mask ordinance just took effect midweek. So in Baldwin County, for the first time, they were expected to wear masks in public. I'm not sure whether that, I think if you're on the beach, it's fine. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous to wear masks on the beach if you're just hanging out with your family and doing your own thing. But I want to know if anyone went down to Gulf Shores or Orange Beach this weekend or were just hanging around in Daphne or Fairhope, if you saw people wearing masks in Baldwin County, because this was new for the Baldwinians. But Mobile County, we've been doing it for a couple weeks now. I did notice, and I didn't go out a whole lot this week in Mobile County this weekend, but it seemed to me that fewer people were taking it as seriously as they were the first couple weeks. So I'd like to also hear from law enforcement today whether they've had to hand out more masks than they were the first couple weeks, or has there even been an ordinance ticket written to this point? Have they fined anyone for not wearing masks?
That is really interesting. And I went to, you know, the big gas station in Baldwin County on Friday night.
Wait, are we talking Buc-ee's? Okay.
I had to get a sandwich. And only about 50%
really
was wearing masks.
Very interesting. And were there any police posted up in Buc-ee's waiting to write tickets?
Nope.
No. I don't think that I don't think law enforcement are taking it seriously is the wrong way, but I don't think they're enforcing this very strictly. I do think more people are wearing masks because of the mask ordinance, but Will Ainsworth, the lieutenant governor, who seems to be at odds with every decision that our governor, Kay Ivey, makes. Mm-hmm. He talked a little bit more about the mask ordinance over the weekend. Saturday he spoke with the Madison County Men's Republican Club. And this story from Jeff Poor over at yellowhammernews.com. But Ainsworth basically, again, talking about how he opposes the mask ordinance, the mask mandate that was put in by Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris. He basically said that this could be a slippery slope. And you're wondering, a slippery slope to what? Are we talking about taking away guns next? Are we going to fight the Second Amendment? Is that where this is heading? He said a slippery slope which may lead to mandatory vaccinations later on down the road. So he's saying that when states and cities start to put in these mask ordinances, he believes it's unconstitutional. I have heard that argument plenty of times and even agree with that argument and, in many ways. But he said maybe down the road this could lead to mandatory vaccinations once a vaccination's available. Very interesting. And I want to talk about that a whole lot more later in the show, especially in the third hour when we turn up your voice, 251-343-0106. That same number that you can text us, and we'll read your texts during the first 2 hours of the morning show. But as we've done every morning on Mobile Morning since the pandemic began, take a quick look at the numbers nationally and here in Alabama. In the United States, we now have 3.7 million total positive cases of coronavirus, and we're getting very near to 133,000 deaths. We set a new high on Friday with just over 77,000 new cases added. Then we added another 65,000 Saturday and 64,000 cases yesterday. But also a new high on Friday of over 851,000 tests reported nationally. We're now averaging 779,000 tests per day over the last week and 66,000 new cases. So that puts it at right around an 8.5% total positivity rate. Also, over 2,300 deaths were reported over the weekend in America. We're averaging 749 deaths per day nationally over the last week. That's the highest that number has been since about June 13th. But still, if you remember back in April and May, we're much lower than the number of deaths we were seeing back then when the nursing homes were getting hit really, really hard by this virus. We've had over 45.7 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. It's great to continue to see the numbers of tests improve. And that's kind of what we're looking at nationally. Now, here in Alabama, there have been 65,865 confirmed cases in the state, and 1,254 have died from COVID-19. Right now, there are 920 people currently hospitalized. That number has dropped considerably. Towards the end of last week, we were up at around 1,300, and I'm not sure how accurate those statistics are for the people that are currently hospitalized. They seem to bounce around a lot. Of course, they've got to depend at the Alabama Department of Public Health. They have to depend on the hospitals and testing sites to get all this information into them, and then they kind of group it all together. But right now, 920 people currently hospitalized. We added 1,685 cases yesterday. We're averaging right around 1,850 over the last week and averaging 10,500 tests per day. For Alabama, that's right around a 17.6% positivity rate, much higher than the national average of 8.5%. 54 deaths reported in Alabama over the weekend. The weekly average is now the highest that we've seen it yet in our state at 23 deaths per day. And Mobile County alone averaging 3 deaths per day over the last week. Over the weekend, Mobile added 503 new cases and 3 new deaths total. 6,017 total coronavirus cases for Mobile County now with 161 deaths. Baldwin County saw their 2 days of their most cases reported over the weekend. They added 335 total over the weekend and one new death in Baldwin County. Their totals now stand at 1,914 cases with 14 deaths. Washington County has 208 cases with 9 deaths. Clark County, 383 cases with 7 that have died. Monroe County, 312 cases with 3 deaths. Kanaka County, 284 cases and 9 have died. Escambia County, 613 cases with 13 deaths. Choctaw County, 237 cases with 12 deaths. And in Wilcox County, 345 cases with 9 deaths. Jefferson County continues to see their numbers explode. They were hit the hardest earliest, and now they're going through it again. 831 new cases for Jefferson County over the weekend, bringing their total to 8,640, just about 2,500 more cases than Mobile County, which is the second highest number of cases in the entire state. So Jefferson County getting hit pretty hard right now. And as we continue to talk about coronavirus, hopefully we won't have to talk about it much longer, but that is a very, very, very optimistic hope because, of course, experts talk about a second wave coming back in the fall. Well, there is something to be worried about with coronavirus, and something that they haven't yet determined. Is it possible to be reinfected with COVID-19 after you've already caught the virus? How long do those antibodies stay in your system? That's what they were talking about on Westwood One. Here's Jim Roop with more.
It is one of the most pressing questions today. If someone recovers from COVID-19, can they get it again?
So this is an area of active research.
The WHO's Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, the organization's technical lead in the COVID-19 response, says it is true that those who recover from COVID-19 do develop neutralizing antibodies that prevent reinfection.
What we don't know right now is how strong that protection is and for how long that protection will last.
So we don't know how long the neutralizing antibodies will neutralize, and we don't even know if they'll neutralize.
The data that we have is very preliminary.
She says there are several studies going on right now concerning the immune response, and the results of one study might not be a one-size-fits-all understanding of the kind of response developed from recovering from COVID-19, because that response may be different between people who develop severe illness, people who develop mild illness, even those who never develop symptoms, the infamous asymptomatic people.
We do have some answers for other coronaviruses, the MERS coronavirus and the SARS-CoV-1 coronavirus, which emerged in 2003, indicating that people have an immune that lasts over 12 months or so, and maybe even longer. And we have some results from the human coronaviruses, the common cold coronaviruses that circulate the globe regularly, and your protection lasts a lot shorter than that.
Bottom line, she says, if you recover from COVID-19, consider yourself vulnerable. Continue practicing good public health measures. I'm Jim Roop.
Well, yikes. That wouldn't be good news if you can catch it again. Hopefully the antibodies last much longer than they are thinking they do right now. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on Mobile Mornings in sports. We had NASCAR and PGA again over the weekend, and Canada has kicked the Toronto Blue Jays out of the country just prior to the start of the 2020 MLB season. I'll let you know what's going on that front coming up. And then Leanna and I are going to talk about, well, what the heck was happening at the RSA Tower over the weekend? A helicopter buzzing around as people ate in downtown Mobile. We'll get into that coming up. You're listening to Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 30-year-old woman was shot near Old Shell Road in Acacia Street Saturday night. Police confirm an unidentified man fired off several rounds, one of them striking the woman. She was taken to a hospital for treatment. We do not know her condition this morning, and no one has been arrested. An unusual sight in downtown Mobile. People eating brunch Sunday witnessed a helicopter flying around the top spire of the RSA Tower. It appeared to be doing maintenance work on the top of the tower. Mobile police blocked several downtown streets, including Water Street, while the job was in progress. The annual deep-sea fishing rodeo wrapped up on Dauphin Island Sunday, but the focus wasn't entirely on fishing. Part of the event aimed at honoring two people who lost their lives in car accidents. Devaney Rooney died just a week before she would have graduated from high school. Adrian Johnson, known as Goose, was an avid fisherman who lost his life in a car crash in 2019. A Spanish Fort priest diagnosed with COVID-19 was back at Mass Sunday morning. Father Jim Zink contracted the virus in June. His recovery was announced on the Blessed Francis Xavier Silos Facebook page. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Do you hate having to drag your boat, trailer, or RV to the tire store and have to wait several hours for the work to be completed? What if the tire store came to you? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association certified instructor. We can come to your home or storage facility to install your tires. We have air jacks to gently lift the trailer, then mount and balance your tires on site. We even offer nitrogen inflation. Many of our clients have had horror stories with tires blowing out, so we usually increase the ply rating of the tire to be able to handle more weight. We even replace many 10-ply rated tires for the heavier 14-ply steel sidewall tires that don't have tendency to flex as much. So call us at 251-415-5500 or our website at 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
Good morning, 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NASCAR, Austin Dillon got his first win of the season on Sunday at Texas Motor Speedway in the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500.
His son, Ace, born about a month ago. He'll be cheering for dad. He's going to win at Texas. Austin Dillon gets the win.
Brian Blaney led most of the day and won the first two stages of the race, but fell a lap behind after a caution with 29 laps remaining. Dillon stayed in front of the field with three restarts in the final 30 laps and picked up his third career Cup Series victory. Tyler Reddick came in second, giving the Richard Childress Racing Team a 1-2 finish. Joey Logano finished third, with Kyle Busch coming in fourth and Cup Series points leader Kevin Harvick in fifth. There were an estimated 15,000 to 20,000 spectators at the track in Texas, 4 days after NASCAR had over 20,000 fans in attendance for the All-Star Race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Those are the two largest events in the nation with spectators since the coronavirus pandemic shut down sports in March. Up next, the series heads to Kansas Speedway for the Superstart Batteries 400. Unlike the last two races, no fans are supposed to be in attendance this weekend. In golf, Jon Rahm cruised to a win in the Memorial Tournament and became the first Spanish golfer since Seve Ballesteros to claim the world's number one ranking.
Jon Rahm. New number one in the world.
Rahm began the final round with a four-shot lead and extended it to an eight-shot lead before ultimately winning by three strokes at 9-under for the tournament. Victory was the 10th of Rahm's career and fourth on the PGA Tour. And it was a tough course this week. Only nine players finished the weekend below par. Ryan Palmer finished second. Justin Thomas finished the weekend 2-over par and tied for 18th. Tiger Woods, in his first tournament since February, shot 6-over for the week and tied for 40th. This week, the tour will head to Minnesota for the 3M Open. In baseball, MLB teams have been facing off in exhibition games as they prepare to begin the shortened 2020 regular season this Thursday night. On Saturday, news broke that the Canadian government will not allow the Toronto Blue Jays to play their home games in Canada this year. Canada's Minister of Immigration said in a statement, quote, "The cross-border travel required for MLB regular season play would not adequately protect Canadians' health and safety." The Blue Jays were initially given exemption for summer workouts in Toronto as long as they agreed to have all players remain in a, quote, modified quarantine. Under Canada's Quarantine Act, any person entering Canada from the U.S. is subject to a strict 14-day quarantine. Gatherings of more than 10 people are also prohibited in the city of Toronto. Blue Jays are now reportedly considering using their AAA home in Buffalo, New York, or their spring training base in Florida to play their 2020 home game schedule. Toronto's first regular season game, slated for this Friday in Florida against Tampa Bay. The Blue Jays' home opener is scheduled for July 29th against the Washington Nationals. And in the NFL, players are set to report to training camp over the next week, with rookies scheduled to report tomorrow, quarterbacks and injured players on Thursday, and all other players next Tuesday. Before games are played, the NFL and NFL Players Association still must come to an agreement on several things, like COVID-19 protocols, whether preseason games should be played, and several other crucial issues. Over the weekend, many NFL players, including star quarterbacks Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes, and Russell Wilson, took to social media to voice their safety concerns while using the hashtag #WeWantToPlay. ESPN's Dan Graziano reports that the players' intention was to get the message out to the public that they want to play this year, but that they want the teams to make sure it's safe as possible. On a conference call with media on Friday, several Players Association leaders expressed serious concerns with the log jams and testing schedules, acclimation periods to get into football shape, and the number of preseason games. Among the players' union's requests to the NFL are daily testing, no preseason games, and a ramp-up period of about 45 days once they report to camp. The league and the union are expected to have more discussions later this week. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle and in some cases a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
At the Willis Law Firm, we've analyzed the coronavirus stimulus package for tax pros and cons, and we're closely following all updates, changes, and guidelines. So if you need us, contact us at willislawpc.com. We're all in this together, so please stay home, stay safe, and stay strong.
Good morning, everyone, from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department are clear. State troopers are working an accident at County Road 16 in Norse Lane in Foley, where a tree fell on a truck. Emergency vehicles are there. Look good across the Bayway and the Causeway, northbound 65 to Sarah. And no delays. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to silvercreekrange.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 627 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Leanna, big goings-on over the weekend in downtown Mobile. I guess a helicopter spotted. What was they working on the RSA tower?
Right, they were doing some maintenance on the spire up there, but you had to wonder, with the copter going around, was King Kong up there? That's what I expected.
Yeah,
in the video.
Seriously, we'll talk about that more coming up.
Riles, WKRG News 5. A 30-year-old woman was shot near Old Shell Road in Acacia Street Saturday night. Police confirm an unidentified man fired off several rounds, one of them striking the woman. She was taken to a hospital for treatment. We do not know her condition this morning, and no one has been arrested. An unusual sight in downtown Mobile. People eating brunch Sunday witnessed a helicopter flying around the top spire of the RSA Tower. It appeared to be doing maintenance work on the top of the tower. Mobile police blocked several downtown streets, including Water Street, while the job was in progress. The annual deep-sea fishing rodeo wrapped up on Dauphin Island Sunday, but the focus wasn't entirely on fishing. Part of the event aimed at honoring two people who lost their lives in car accidents. Devaney Rooney died just a week before she would have graduated from high school. Adrian Johnson, known as Goose, was an avid fisherman who lost his life in a car crash in 2019. A Spanish Fort priest diagnosed with COVID-19 was back at Mass Sunday morning. Father Jim Sink contracted the virus in June. His recovery was announced on the Blessed Francis Xavier Silo's Facebook page. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you are looking for safe, professional arborists to care for your trees, you need to call us, Chris Francis Tree Care, 4TREE, F-O-R-T-R-E-E, 367-8733. If you are looking for the lowest price, don't care about quality, and you need work done immediately, please do not call us. It won't be a good fit. If you want to remove a perfectly fine tree or do something really crazy like topping, don't call us. However, if you take pride in your trees, you want the best care possible, you see the value in paying more for true professionals, and you are willing to wait a little, then you are the client we are looking for. If insurance, workers' comp, licenses, certifications, and training are important to you, you need to call us, Chris Francis Tree Care, 4TREE, F-O-R-T-R-E-E, 367-8733. Don't take chances. Call Chris Francis, 367-8733.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Congress is returning to session this week as federal emergency relief for Americans is expiring. Senator Mitch McConnell is prepared to roll out a stimulus package. House Speaker Nancy
is allowing the schools to reopen unsafely.
President Trump discounts a new poll that favors Democratic presumptive nominee Joe Biden.
With Election Day 3.5 months away, President Trump disputed polls showing him trailing Joe Biden.
I'm not losing because those are fake polls. They were fake in 2016, and now they're even more fake.
In a wide-ranging, at times testy interview on Fox News Sunday, the president was repeatedly critical of Biden.
He's not competent to be president.
He claimed Biden can't put two sentences together.
There's Jerry Bodlander from Washington. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Starting today, if you book a Delta flight and request an exemption from the mask requirement, you must undergo a medical evaluation at the airport before boarding. The airline says it's encouraging passengers who can't wear a mask for medical reasons to reconsider traveling. If they must travel, Delta says such passengers will be welcome to fly upon completing a virtual consultation prior to departure at the airport to ensure everyone's safety. Renault says global sales fell in the first half of the year due to coronavirus-related measures, but it saw recovery in the month of June. The French automaker says it sold 1.26 million vehicles in the period, compared with 1.93 million in the previous year due to its high exposure to countries that have undergone strict lockdowns. Sales in Europe dropped 42%. Outside of Europe, Renault's sales suffered most in Russia, India, Brazil, and China. Crude oil trading at $40.37 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:34 Mobile mornings on FM Talk 106.5 on this Monday. And 77 degrees outside of our studios as we get the week started. Let's check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So, another hot weekend, and I guess thankful not to see many storms in our area. What'd you have for the weekend, and what are we looking at coming up?
Well, over the weekend, Saturday was pretty much on as predicted. We had a little more in the way of cloud cover yesterday with a lot of showers occurring out over the Gulf. It was a little disturbance that moved through. Today, though, it looks pretty good, although temperatures are going to climb into the low 90s, maybe as high as 93, and a heat index of around 105 today. There's just a slight chance we could see a thunderstorm this afternoon, so we should have plenty of sunshine. Tonight, we'll be partly cloudy down in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. We'll call it mostly sunny tomorrow, and a high again up around 93 degrees. On Wednesday, we've got a good chance for some thunderstorms as well as showers, and it'll be mostly cloudy. We're still going to climb into the low 90s, so at least 91 or 92 degrees for Wednesday. And the reason for that increase in rainfall activity is a tropical wave. That tropical wave right now is located, it's really over the Bahamas, and it'll be crossing Florida and move through the Gulf on Wednesday. And then Thursday, eventually getting over to Texas. Thursday, for our area, it'll be partly cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and the high in the low 90s. And then for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly cloudy each day, a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s.
So it's going to be hot, but you might be able to escape the rain over the next couple of days, a couple isolated. But then midweek, get ready because it's coming back down more than likely.
Yeah, Wednesday, very good chance for showers and thunderstorms with that tropical wave. But for the rest of the time, though, it's going to be typical July weather. That is today, tomorrow, and then the second half of the week.
So this tropical wave, I know they're saying we've got a couple disturbances out there. Would that be, and disturbances, by the way, one of my favorite words. So is that one of these disturbances that they're talking about? And what else are we looking at in the tropics?
It is. This tropical wave, which is an area of thunderstorm activity, is over the Bahamas. And it's going to track to the west across Florida and then into the Gulf and then rapidly move across the Gulf. And eventually the second half of the week, it'll be on the Texas coast. Could it develop into a tropical depression? That's possible. Mm. Right now, the Hurricane Center is only giving it a slight chance that it will organize into a tropical depression. There is now another tropical wave, area of thunderstorms about midway between the Caribbean and the African coast. It's a small area, and conditions are just not favorable at this time for it to grow into a depression, but we'll continue to watch it.
All right, good to know. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill, and we'll be checking back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. And, of course, he keeps his eyes on the tropics all hurricane season long. So anytime we have any of these quote-unquote disturbances, come to FM Talk 106.5, and we'll let you know what to expect. You know, Leanna, we had the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo over the weekend. Cannon blast, 5 a.m. Friday, and fished all the way through yesterday. And I'm glad that they were able to have pretty good weather out there this weekend because, of course, 2020 has come for all of us. But
yes,
for the JCs and the Deep Sea Rodeo, it especially hit hard with no liars contest, none of the fun parties down on Dauphin Island. But they were able to fish this weekend. And, you know, Sean, after every ADSFR, and this was the 87th annual Deep Sea Rodeo, he gives the winners. So bear with me here. I'm not an expert like Sean, but I'll try to read through some of these. For the African Pompano, Hunter Bear won with a 14.39-pound catch. Great Barracuda, J.J. Kessler came in first, 38.9 pounds. Blackfin Tuna, Cody Crumb with a 25.74-pound tuna. The Triple Tail Blackfish, Zachary Bradley won with a 20.5-pound Triple Tail. Blue Runner, Hardtail, 6.29 pounds for Craig Prescott coming in first. Bluefish, Kevin Oliver Jr., 7.3 pounds. Bonito, Noble Smith, 17.5 pounds. And looking down a little further, let's see, the Billfish Catch and Release $500 prize went to Team High Pressure. The Blackfish $250 prize to Carl's Clowns. The $500 prize also went to Carl's Clowns. And the $100, Carl and your clowns, come on. Leave some fish for the rest of us. Leave some blackfish for the rest of us. They swept the category. For Dolphin, 500 pounds, Lady Anne came through with 37.37 pounds and won that one. The King Mackerel $1,000 jackpot went to Aggressive Pace, 46.2 pounds. Let's see here. The Speckled Trout $1,000 prize went to Wayne Ladnier and the Black Pearl. They won that jackpot. And Swordfish $1,000 pot went to Seaweed, 161.5 pounds. The Tuna $1,000 pot went to Smoke and Reels. I seem to always see their names on the leaderboard. And Wahoo, let's see here. The Wahoo $500 prize went to Lady Anne, and the $250 prize, Lady Anne also. And let's look at some of the, let's see, I know that they didn't have Red Snapper this year because the season ended early, so they had Lane Snapper instead. Tyler Stafford won that one with 3.38 pounds. Gray Snapper, Brandon Collier, 12.5 pounds. Grouper, T.R. Reed, 40-pound catch. And King Mackerel, Paul McLeod Jr., 56.2 pounds. So you got any questions about who won the different categories at the ADSFR, just hit us a text, 251-343-0106, and I'll try to fill you in. Like I said, not an expert like Sean, so I'm sure I missed some. I know we talk speckled trout every year, and Jason DeMang won that one 18 pounds. So
awesome. There should be a lot of fishing photos.
Yes, exactly, and great tease there, Leanna. We have the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Photo Contest on our Facebook page. Tell people how they can enter that and what they can win, more importantly.
Well, it's brought to you by Sportsman Marine in Fairhope. And what you do is you go on to our Facebook page and post your photo of your fish. It could be you and your fish, your kids and the fish. And it doesn't have to be from this weekend. It can be from whenever. Go there, get your friends to come and like the photo as a vote, and you get the most coveted shirt.
Yes.
That we've given out.
Ultra rare. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team t-shirt can be yours. Just enter on our Facebook page. And most important thing, I know the primary runoffs ended on Tuesday, but you got to get out and campaign if you want to win this shirt.
Right.
Get your friends and families to like those photos that you post. And we'll announce the winner coming up on Thursday right here on FM Talk 106.5. All right. Coming back, we've got more news from WKRG, and we'll talk about what was going on at the RSA Tower. Also, mask ordinance in Alabama, the first full weekend of the mask ordinance. We'll get into that and more, but first let's check traffic on the way in with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still not working any new accidents. State troopers on the scene of an accident in Foley where, again, a tree fell on a truck, but they've got it off to the side of the road. That's off of County Road 16 in Norris Lane. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can shop their entire inventory online at springhilltoyota.com. It's just that easy with a scheduled store pickup or home delivery. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
643 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Leanna as Sean Sullivan continues to take some much-needed time off. And coming up, Leanna mentioned this to me earlier, but I guess a columnist or maybe an opinion piece on AL.com, and they're saying to, hey, cut it out with the Governor Meemaw stuff.
Quit
calling Governor Ivey Governor Meemaw. Want to talk about that here in just a minute. But, you know, this week I think the biggest story will be this new COVID relief stimulus package that they're debating up in Congress in Washington, D.C., and it looks like something that they've been talking about for a while might come to fruition here. They're taking, apparently, the Trump administration additional steps to strip the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health control over the COVID-19 data and research. They've got sources that say that this new COVID-19 relief bill, which is being put together by the GOP, so you've got the Democrats in Congress that put together their own relief package.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that will come in at right around $3 trillion. What I was reading last week is that the Republicans' package is coming in closer to $1 trillion. The Republicans trying to cut some costs there as far as printing money up there in D.C., but with this new bill that's being put together by the GOP, the Senate Republicans want to increase testing and contact tracing by granting $25 billion to states. And then another part of that same bill aims to reduce money for testing and send $15 billion to the NIH and $10 billion to the CDC. So I'm not sure how this reporting can work like this. They say that they want to increase testing mm-hmm. by sending money to the states, but also decrease testing. And I guess maybe that's on a federal level. They're going to really get into the talks today. It looks like there's going to be lots of discussion up there in Washington. But the talk last week, White House mandated that all COVID-19 data from hospitals be transmitted to the Department of Health and Human Services, which is controlled by the government, instead of the CDC, which is more of an independent, and they say here, apolitical facility. Now, you can argue that it's not as apolitical as made out to be, but that's for a different show. That's what they claim here, CDC, independent and apolitical. But the White House saying that by sending the data to the HHS instead of the CDC, that it'll help streamline the collection of all this data, make it more efficient and more centralized. And that change went into effect on Wednesday. But more importantly, I know a lot of people are wondering, what about that $600 extra per week of unemployment benefits that have been going out to these states since, in April, I think they put that out there. Now, that is set to run out in 6 days on July 25th. The Democrats want to continue with $600 extra for each of the unemployment benefit checks that are cashed. Looks like the Republicans agree that there needs to be some more money added on after mm-hmm. this runs out later this week, but they're talking about maybe $200 or $400 instead of $600. Now, the president, he's wanting a payroll tax cut in this new bill, and he says that he will not sign it unless there is a payroll tax cut. So we'll talk a lot more about this during this week. What's this new stimulus package going to look like? Is everyone going to get another check like we did about, what, it's been two and a half months ago that mm-hmm. they sent the checks out to everyone? So that'll be a huge piece of important news coming up later this week, and we'll talk about that. Also, the state mask ordinance here in Alabama in full effect. Did you go down to the beach in Baldwin County or hang around Daphne or Fairhope? Mobile County has had the mask ordinance for a few weeks now, but this is new for Baldwin County. Were people wearing masks where you went this weekend? I noticed here in Mobile that it seemed that fewer were wearing masks than they have the last couple of weeks. Of course, that state mask ordinance comes into effect and came into effect on Wednesday because the governor put it into effect with Dr. Scott Harris. And I guess AL.com says, hey, cut it out with the nicknames. Stop calling her Governor Meemaw. That's what they were getting into this weekend.
Right. They're saying it's a tacky slam on Governor Ivey. It's both sexist and ageist.
Right.
And they were comparing her to Robert Bentley and to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because all three of them are around the same age, 75, 74, and apparently, you know, Bentley got a much better nickname with the Love Gov.
Really?
And they're saying, you know, that had something to do with what he did, not who he is. But I kind of feel like it is how she's acting.
Yeah.
She's acting like a meemaw.
Yeah, they might all be the same age, but Governor Ivey acts her age, so
right.
They went Governor Meemaw with her. I don't see a problem with that. Having nicknames for those that are in charge helps to humanize them. So interesting that AL.com now taking the governor's side. I wonder how closely that has to do with the mask ordinance that I think a lot of people over at AL.com have been calling for. But get used to it. People are going to continue to call her Governor Meemaw. That seems to be the number one nickname I see any time that she comes up to the podium there in mm-hmm. Montgomery and has something to say. I don't think you're going to get people to quit calling her that. But
I don't think so either.
Good try, good effort, AL.com. Get your take on that. 251-343-0106 is the number you text, and we'll be right back with news from WKRG and sports in just a minute.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 30-year-old woman was shot near Old Shell Road in Acacia Street Saturday night. Police confirm an unidentified man fired off several rounds, one of them striking the woman. She was taken to a hospital for treatment. We do not know her condition this morning, and no one has been arrested. An unusual sight in downtown Mobile. People eating brunch Sunday witnessed a helicopter flying around the top spire of the RSA Tower. It appeared to be doing maintenance work on the top of the tower. Mobile police blocked several downtown streets, including Water Street, while the job was in progress. The annual deep-sea fishing rodeo wrapped up on Dauphin Island Sunday, but the focus wasn't entirely on fishing. Part of the event aimed at honoring two people who lost their lives in car accidents. Devaney Rooney died just a week before she would have graduated from high school. Adrian Johnson, known as Goose, was an avid fisherman who lost his life in a car crash in 2019. A Spanish Fort priest diagnosed with COVID-19 was back at Mass Sunday morning. Father Jim Zink contracted the virus in June. His recovery was announced on the Blessed Francis Xavier Silos Facebook page. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 651 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NASCAR, Austin Dillon got his first win of the season on Sunday at Texas Motor Speedway in the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500.
His son, Ace, born about a month ago. He'll be cheering for dad. He's going to win at Texas. Austin Dillon gets the win.
Ryan Blaney led most of the day and won the first two stages of the race, but fell a lap behind after a caution with 29 laps remaining. Dillon stayed in front of the field with three restarts in the final 30 laps, picked up his third career Cup Series victory. There were an estimated 15,000 to 20,000 fans at the track in Texas, 4 days after NASCAR had over 20,000 spectators in attendance for the All-Star Race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Those are the two largest events in the nation with spectators since the coronavirus pandemic shut down sports in March. Up next, the series heads to Kansas Speedway for the Superstart Batteries 400. And unlike the last two races, no fans are supposed to be in attendance this weekend. In golf, Jon Rahm cruised to a win in the Memorial Tournament and became the first Spanish golfer since Seve Ballesteros to claim the world's number one ranking.
Jon Rahm. New number one in the world.
Rahm began the final round with a four-shot lead. He extended it to an eight-shot lead before ultimately winning by three strokes at 9-under for the tournament. Victory was the 10th of Rahm's career and fourth on the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods, in his first tournament since February, shot 6-over for the week and tied for 40th. This week, the tour will head to Minnesota for the 3M Open. In baseball, MLB teams have been facing off in exhibition games as they prepare to begin the shortened 2020 regular season this Thursday night. On Saturday, news broke that the Canadian government will not allow the Toronto Blue Jays to play their home games in Canada this year. Canada's Minister of Immigration said in a statement, quote, "The cross-border travel required for MLB regular season play would not adequately protect Canadians' health and safety." The Blue Jays were initially given exemption for summer workouts in Toronto as long as they agreed to have all players remain in a modified quarantine. Under Canada's Quarantine Act, any person entering Canada from the U.S. subject to a strict 14-day quarantine, and gatherings of more than 10 people are also prohibited in Toronto. Blue Jays are now reportedly considering using their AAA home in Buffalo, New York, or their spring training base in Florida to play their 2020 home game schedule. Toronto's first regular season game is this Friday in Florida against the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Blue Jays' home opener scheduled for July 29th against the Washington Nationals. 654 FM Talk 106.5, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. We continue to see a good ride through Mobile Airport, Spring Hill, the Dolphin at 65. No delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. State troopers are working at accident. County Road 16 in Norris Lane and Foley where a tree fell on a truck. But the Bayway, the Causeway, and to the Eastern Shore, it's a good ride in. Paint your favorite flowers in Bellingrath scenes. Coming up, the Bellingrath Paint Party with artists Renee Wallace and Janie Brown. Coming up this Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Reservations and ticket information available at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 656 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Leanna with you on this Monday morning. Sean Sullivan taking some much-needed time off. Now, I know a lot of us down here in the South have been back to work for a good month now, month and a half, but still lots of people having to quarantine and quarantine with their kids. So there's a new survey out this weekend that asked parents the top ways they've bonded with their kids in quarantine. Sounds fun for the parents, maybe not as much fun for the kids. playing games with the kids, 52% of the parents said they've done more of that since the pandemic. 45% said they've been showing the kids one of their favorite movies, so probably lots of Outlaw Josie Wales being watched out there. 41% exposing them to an old TV show you like, Andy Griffith's show Step Up here. 39% letting them help in the kitchen, that can be dangerous. 37% talking and listening to them more, well, you should be doing that anyway. 37% more playtime in general, 36% playing video games together, 35% reading books together, that's what we do with the 17-month-old, 34% exposing them to your favorite music, Doobie Brothers maybe, and then 31% teaching them about one of your hobbies. So parents putting in the work with their kids during this pandemic, it's great to see. We'll talk more about the mask ordinance coming up and a whole lot more of the top news of the day right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 30-year-old woman was shot near Old Shell Road in Acacia Street Saturday night. Police confirm an unidentified man fired off several rounds, one of them striking the woman. She was taken to a hospital for treatment. We do not know her condition this morning, and no one has been arrested. An unusual sight in downtown Mobile. People eating brunch Sunday witnessed a helicopter flying around the top spire of the RSA Tower. It appeared to be doing maintenance work on the top of the tower. Mobile police blocked several downtown streets, including Water Street, while the job was in progress. The annual deep-sea fishing rodeo wrapped up on Dauphin Island Sunday, but the focus wasn't entirely on fishing. Part of the event aimed at honoring two people who lost their lives in car accidents. Devaney Rooney died just a week before she would have graduated from high school. Adrian Johnson, known as Goose, was an avid fisherman who lost his life in a car crash in 2019. A Spanish Fort priest diagnosed with COVID-19 was back at Mass Sunday morning. Father Jim Zink contracted the virus in June. His recovery was announced on the Blessed Francis Xavier Silo's Facebook page. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-11.